With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is going to be some shocking news, but it appears that Dwayne The Rock Johnson just did a series of Instagram posts. Hard to believe. I mean, Did he use social media? I didn't even know he uses social media.
Who is Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, where have we heard of this guy
from? Yeah, this...
I saw this in this morning. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to play this because I know it's going to piss BJ off.
Oh, it pisses me off to no end.
Because it's not only fun to troll you, but also it's always a fun story. Like, his social media, like, he has a great backstory to all these ridiculous things that he does.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, man, that's actually pretty cool.
So what he did, The Rock, he talked about in his Instagram stories how he was a teen and he would shoplift from a 7-Eleven and he would take Snickers bars. So that's what he did when he was a kid.
Yeah, and if you watch like the Young Rock show on NBC, you know, they bounce around throughout his life, but it does share, like, you know, when he was younger, he sometimes made some questionable decisions in his life, and he wasn't necessarily the best kid, and obviously lived to tell a great tale about all that, but also, you know, he struggled financially. His whole family did.
So he decided, hey, I'm on social media, I'm on Instagram, I'm going to show all you people The Rock is a good person. And I'm going to make good for all of the candy that I stole. And what did he do? He went to a 7-Eleven and he bought all of the Snickers bars. How about The Rock? Bought them all. Pissing off anybody who came in about an hour later, like, where the F is a Snickers? All I wanted was a Snickers. He also bought everyone's stuff who was waiting in line, as well as taking pictures with them. And here is the audio, and you can see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
I have been waiting decades to do what I'm getting ready to do now. When I was 14 years old, every day I used to stop here at the 7-Eleven and steal a king-size Snicker bar because I couldn't afford to buy ones. That was my pre-workout food. I did that for almost a year every day. I had to come back and buy every Snickers bar on those shelves.
Ring all these up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm going to leave these here. If somebody looks like they're stealing Snickers, give them these so they don't steal it.
Thank you.
After decades of me wanting to come back home to 7-Eleven and try and make good, that felt really, really good. I'm out. Snickers and 7-Eleven.
He said that, you know, exercising a lot of his stuff in his past is demons. He knows this one's pretty silly, but he wanted to do this. And apparently the person, it was the same clerk that he would steal from, and he always just kind of looked the other way and just kind of like not turned their head and just and never busted them for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I wonder if he was just like, oh, I feel bad for him, or maybe they knew his family because, you know, obviously his dad was popular and successful, and maybe like that was like, ah, it's Rocky's kid.
Damn. And so they're like, yeah, I let the kid take the Snickers.
Most importantly, we learned that Snickers makes for a good pre-workout.
Look at The Rock. Yeah, you know, now I'm going to go get me some Snickers.
You also have to put in the work.
Oh, I'm not going to work out. No,
yeah, yeah, I just want a Snickers bar.
I want those muscles and have a Snickers bar and muscles. That's what I want. You know what the impressive thing of this whole video was?
What's
that? Did not mention Teremana Tequila. I think that really was exercised great restraint. And I guess he left them there. So now, you know what, I feel a little better about him because I thought if somebody came in an hour later, there would be some Snickers for him.
I would lose my mind if The Rock walked into a 7-Eleven that I was in. And I'm just trying to get myself a Slurpee. I'd drop my Slurpee.
Oh, you would. Dude, you might do a Slurpee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's not get crazy.
I'm just saying, you'd be a super fanboy. Who knows what you'd do?
I'd probably say, hey, can I have a picture? I don't know if it's going to go any further than that. Or maybe a Snickers.
Listen, I know how you feel about Ben Affleck did back in the day. Who knows what you'll do? I have no idea. When you get these bromances, I have no idea what can happen. But, yeah, I mean, it's a cute idea. I mean, I think all of us in our lives have shoplifted.
I was going to say, do you remember what you shoplifted?
Oh, yes. Dude, I remember thinking so much less of my friend because he was always the tough guy. He was always the guy that was the ringleader. So we both got caught shoplifting and they put us in two separate rooms. And, you know, they tried to, you know, they tried the whole, they give us a third degree, give him the third degree.
Like you'd see on the television show?
Yeah, they tried to get us to rat each other out. And, of course, I did not. I was like, okay, that's the ringleader in there. I'm not going to rat out the boss of the entire gang here. So I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who that guy is.
You have, like, your own little make-believe children's mafia worried about?
We did model kits. We loved our Star Trek model kits that we buy.
Yeah.
Or not buy. And we had a nice little ring going where we would just steal all those kits. I'm not proud of it. Okay, semi-proud of it. And then we got caught. He got caught and I got caught. And they put us into two rooms. And he goes, hey, we've been missing a lot of these kits. I bet it's your boy and you. And I go, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the first thing I've ever taken in my whole life. I'm really sorry. I don't have money. I gave the rock story. You know, my father's a wrestler. Yeah. We don't have any money. Our family is, you know.
I need a model airplane for my pre-workout.
Meanwhile, the ringleader of the gang is singing everything he's stolen. He's talked about me, everybody in my family. Oh, by the way, BJ's dad took a couple things from Sears Roebuck. You know, I mean, and I was so shocked when the guys came in and go, so you didn't take nothing, huh? Well, your buddy over there says A, B, and C. And I'm like, how did he sing? What is wrong with him? I thought, dude, how did you crack under the pressure?
Yeah, I give you a hard time, but I think my buddies, I remember when we were kids, you had that conversation, like, look, if we get in trouble for this, are you going to dime me out? Like, you want to make sure, like, whenever we're in cahoots for whatever, like, you better not dime me out for this. But I never did any kind of, like, make-believe mafia thing. My shoplifting, I used my mom as my shoplifter. And I remember she got so pissed when she figured out what I was doing.
Oh, okay, so she was unwilling.
Yes, she was unknowingly shoplifting for me. We would go to the stores.
That's awesome.
And she'd always be like, whenever we'd go to the mall, it was a full day endeavor. Like, and you know, she'd have shopping bags of stuff like that. It was just like, okay, we're getting a bunch of stuff, but it was all for her. And it was like towels or underwear. It wasn't anything fun, but she would always let me go to the toy stores just to kind of browse and look. I would grab a G.I. Joe action figure and I would drop it in her shopping bag. And that was my way of shoplifting. I didn't want to get in trouble, but I'm going to do it. So I'd grab it. And I'd be like, and my mom wouldn't look. I'd just drop it in the shopping bag. When we'd get back out to the house, I would make sure Mom, I'll put that away for you. And I'd grab it until one time she did it. And she's like, what is this? And then she realized what I did. And I got like cut from certain Christmas gifts. Like she was furious. She's like, how long have you been doing this? And I'm like, this is the first time. She's like, oh, ass.
She remembered all those times you were a helpful child putting bags away.
Yeah, now I know why you always wanted to go shopping with me all day. Yeah. And you just never complained that I didn't buy you a gift or a toy. Well, no, you were getting me toys, Mom. You just didn't know about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.